The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
We didn't know where she came from.
No, we didn't know where she came from.
There you go. £100 a week and the premises are yours. In cash, of course. No paperwork. What did you say your name was?
I did not say my name. Take the money. Go.
Where did you say you come from?
Take the money. Go.
Are there witches in Latvia?
Of course there are. Name witch means raised from the dead. Wife of the devil. Raised from the dead. Wife of the devil.
One blue hairbrush. One mirror, one pair of scissors, hairspray, hair oil, hair clips, hair gel, lotions, and sweet oils.
One for snow, two for winter, three for cold, four for north, five for forest, leafless and dark.
This is Christine Coulter from Welfare Support. We really need a chat with you about your daughter Lorna and her school attendance.
Used to be a decent town. Now it's all drink and fights and foreigners. Special brew. Special brew, my eye. Same as the last one. And the one before that. You're talking to yourself, Lorna.
You talk to yourself all the time.
I'm old and ruined. The old and ruined are entitled to talk to themselves. Look out the window there. The harbour's on its last legs. There's no work. Nothing. There's no young people. Why are you not in school, anyway?
They tease me in school. They do not like my manner, and they pull my hair.
Do they now? You should still go. Don't want to end up like me. I hope you weren't down with them two Latvian girls. They talk all sorts of nonsense, so they do.
They compliment me on my hair. I can sit on my hair.
Yeah, that's certainly long and lovely hair, daughter.
What are you doing?
Well, this... I'm making a bird.
With old pieces of net.
I told you I was a weaver. Used to be my job, till they'd done away with it.
It is beautiful.
Maybe. Left me living in a beach shelter. That's fate for you. You can't get away from your fate.
I would like to live at the harbour.
Not when it turns cold.
And it was going to be cold.
What are you doing here, then?
I brought you something.
Bread? Ham? Where did you get these?
You have to attend to your nutritional needs, as well as alcoholic beverages.
I hope you didn't steal them.
Oh, here comes Sandra.
Oh, I see her.
I see you.
Go away. I'm not here.
Ah, you're always here.
What do you want?
Hello, Lorna.
Hello, Sandra.
Vodka and tonic or gin and tonic? Maybe even a martini with a twist?
No.
Oh, just one can.
No.
Someone opened my old shop.
Well, the hairdresser's.
At least I think that's what it is. It says coiffeuse or something on the front. Anyway, there's a blonde girl there and she has a blue hairbrush.
Coiffeuse. It's French for hairdresser.
Oh,
Are you a hairdresser, Sandra?
Once, a long time ago.
She was a good hairdresser. The best.
That reminds me. You need a haircut.
My haircut days are over.
It's too long for an old man, and there's no shape to it.
I like it long, and I don't want any shape.
It's greasy, too.
Keeps my head warm.
Oh, you are a horrible old man.
You got that right anyway.
No one can touch my hair, my mother says. Except her.
No one would want to, Pat.
I'm going to see the hairdresser and tell her she's not allowed to.
You do that, daughter.
Bye.
She's a strange one, that girl.
She is. Give me one of them cans.
Go and get your own.
I've no money.
Then go thirsty. I'm not a charity.
I could ask Lorna for money.
She never has any.
How do you know?
I asked her already.
You have no shame.
Well, that's a good one. Here.
Lorna has no contact with children of her own age. She has been diagnosed as being within the autistic spectrum. Teachers have expressed concern in relation to hygiene issues, especially with regard to her hair. She has inappropriate contact with adults, in particular a cadre of older people with alcohol and other issues. Attempts to make contact with her mother have so far failed.
Hello?
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Sarah. I'm coiffeuse.
A hairdresser?
Yes.
Where do you come from?
I come from the north.
Is it very cold where you come from? Is there ice? Is there snow?
There is ice and snow. In the winter it is always night.
There's never any snow here. I wish there was. I don't want my hair cut.
You do not need your hair cut. It is long and beautiful.
My mother says that she's the only one allowed to touch it. It is long and full and needs careful handling to stop split ends forming.
Mother knows. Can you use brush?
You mean like a hairbrush?
No, floor brush. Sweep here. It is very dusty.
There hasn't been a hairdresser in this town for a long time.
I can see that. There is a lot of people who need haircut.
I'll move your handbag.
Don't touch it.
Sorry.
Okay.
What was in it? It must have been very important for you to sound so angry.
Did I?
Yes. What's in it?
My future.
That's very important.
Yes.
What kind of haircuts do you do?
For men, I do back and sides, I do quiff, south back. For lady, I curl, perm, marcel. See? Pictures. Now, I need business.
I can bring my friends.
Bring.
Two of them are homeless.
Do they have hair?
Yes.
Then bring.
There are also two Latvian girls, but they're trying to save their money, and they probably won't come. But I can ask them.
Hello, my name is Freya. I come from Latvia.
Hello, my name is Michaela. I come from Latvia too. I go to work in fish factory to earn money. Then I go home.
Is the hairdresser from your country as well?
We don't know. She is very cold and white.
We think maybe she is a witch.
Do you have witches in Latvia?
Yes, of course.
What kind of witches?
They are cold and scary.
How would a witch from your country get here?
On the wind, on a sleigh, pulled by wolves.
Six for wolf, seven for deer, eight for ice, nine for heart. 10 for blood.
Marvin!
Go away, Lorna. I'm drunk. I'm always drunk in the afternoon.
Where's Sandra?
She's drunk and she's asleep.
What's that?
What have you got there?
Bottle of vodka.
Where did you get that?
Never mind. Do you want it?
You better not have lifted it. Yes.
Not so fast. Haircut.
Don't blackmail me, daughter. I gave up all that preening and fixing a long time ago.
I told the woman in the hairdressers I would get her some business.
Well, tell her different.
I'll give it to Sandra.
It would appear that
the client is shoplifting to feed herself, as her mother does not seem to be providing for any of her physical or educational needs.
Lorna brought me cigarettes. She brought me new stockings. Dear Lorna. Dear Lorna.
Who is this?
This is my friend, Mervyn.
Hello. Sit.
Where?
At Basin.
Mind the eyes. I don't like soap in my eyes.
Your hair is very fine. In good condition, like silk.
It is?
Still, please.
What's that smell? Huh? It's the shampoo.
Good smell?
Oh, it smells like a day in December. We were walking out on the esplanade, and there was frost on the edge of the sea, and the wind was from the north, the grass crackling under our feet. She had a coat with fur on the hood.
She?
Is Sandra.
Hello. How far to town?
You mean the port?
Yes, the port.
Not far. End of the street, turn right, couple hundred yards.
Okay.
It's getting cold.
What did you say?
I said it's getting cold.
Yes. Yes, I know it is getting colder. Idiot.
I'm finished now. You want to look?
Fire ahead.
Lorna, mirror.
My God. Is that really me?
Handsome man.
A new man. A brand new man. How did you... Never mind. Listen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What did you do?
I gave him back his strength. A man's strength is in his hair. It has to be looked after to stop it turning wild and strange.
What about a woman?
A woman's dreams are in her hair.
What is your hair called?
This? This is a French bun.
Why do you wear it up like that?
Because it's very long and gets in my way when I'm working.
Is it as long as mine?
Let me see. I don't know.
I can sit on my hair. Can you?
I never tried.
If you took it down...
No. I keep it up.
Marvin. Where are you? Oh, up the town, I suppose. Picking fag butts out of the gutter. Marvin! Marvin! Marvin!
Hey, what is it? Sandra, what is it?
You know what it is. Your hair is exactly the way it was when I cut it.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Oh, I know.
Well, you could go back to it.
No, I can't. My hands shake. The drink is coursing me. No one would come.
Oh, Sandra.
Oh, leave me alone.
Sandra.
You're upset.
No, I'm not.
There are tears in your eyes. Lacrimae.
What?
Tears. In Latin.
Is that so? You're a smart girl, Lorna. I wish I was as smart as you when I was young.
Why were you not smart?
I let a man break my heart.
A man?
Yes, a handsome, debonair man. And I've seen him again today.
Where did you see him?
Oh, Lorna. He arrived at the harbour today. Marvin.
I see. He had a haircut.
Yes, Lorna. He had a haircut. You know, he was the finest man when he was young.
Was he?
He was a weaver. His hands were so strong that he could weave spider webs. He could weave the night if you let him. But all the weaving died away.
I see. You know, Sandra, there are no bones in the heart. It cannot be broken.
Look at me, Lorna. I'm old and worn out. Why did I let this happen to me? I mean, look at my skin, my hair.
Will you come with me? Go on, Sandra, it's okay. Go on, I promise.
Hello.
You come for haircut?
I usually just do it myself in front of the mirror, you know, bit of the scissors, drop of hairspray or something.
I see you have haircut of lonely lady.
I used to be a hairdresser.
But you cannot fix your own hair. Let me do it.
Oh, used to be I cared what my hair looked like.
You don't care now?
There are no bones in the heart. It can't be broke.
Let me brush first. Your hair is fine and white like new snow.
We went to Blackpool. Hand in hand we walked down the front, under the illuminations, people stopping and looking after us.
Like magic.
It was like magic. The Clipper Carlton show band were playing under lights at the marquee. They asked me up to sing.
What song?
What did you say?
What song you sing?
Rose of Picardy.
Raised from the dead, wife of the devil. Raised from the dead, wife of the devil.
Now you can look.
Oh my goodness. What have you...
It's beautiful.
Yes.
11 for dark, 12 for stone, 13 for fire, 14 for bone.
This is an interview with client Lorna Campbell. Good morning, Lorna.
I am 13 years old. I live in the caravan at the back of the factory.
Yes, thank you, Lorna. Now, you're described in your medical reports as being within the spectrum of autism. Do you understand what that means?
A spectrum is the separation of light into a rainbow, using a prism. Is that what's going on inside my head?
Would you say it's hard for you to make friends?
In fact, I have several friends. Mervyn and Sandra and the Latvian girls.
Mervyn and Sandra, they're the homeless people at the harbour.
Yes. And the Latvian girls got fish at the factory. Oh, and there is Sarah.
Sarah?
She's a coiffeuse. A hairdresser. Though the Latvian girls say she's a witch.
A witch?
A witch from the cold north.
Lorna, your teachers have said that you're out of control. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
You don't go to school. You've been seen at the harbour late at night when children your age should be in bed. You have been seen shoplifting alcohol.
That wasn't for me. That was for Mervyn.
The homeless man.
It was so he could get his hair cut by Sarah.
Who is the hairdresser who may or may not be a witch.
Yes.
We're having difficulty in contacting your mother. She hasn't kept any of her appointments.
She is very busy.
So busy she can't look to the welfare of her daughter.
She is very busy.
I have to tell you, Lorna, that it is proposed that you spend some time in a special place where you can be assessed and cared for.
A hospital?
More like a home, in fact.
Well, they cut my hair.
Well, It might be difficult to care for such long hair in a place like that. You might get teased or have it pulled.
But women keep their dreams in their hair.
Do they? Mine's rather short for keeping dreams in.
Maybe you don't have any.
Your mother must speak to us, Lorna. We can draw up a plan to enable you to stay at home, but we can't if she doesn't speak to us.
She looks after me. She brushes my hair at night and says a rhyme when she's doing it.
Lorna, come back. It doesn't do any good.
Dear Lorna.
Dear Lorna.
Dear.
Dear Lorna.
Would you like me to brush your hair, Lorna?
Yes, please.
Sit. I would have liked a daughter.
Like me and my mother. I live in the caravan at the back of the factory.
Like you and your mother. I would buy fancy clips for your hair. I buy combs and ribbons and hairpins with heads of ebony and agate and lapis lazuli so that your hair would be even more beautiful.
Decorating my dreams.
Yes, decorating your dreams.
What dreams are in your hair, Sarah?
I dream of winter. I dream of wolves on the timberline. I dream that the King of Winter does not find me.
Is he really looking for you?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Dear Lorna, dear Lorna.
Your song?
Yes.
What is it about?
I hear you done perms.
Yes, but I must finish.
No, it's all right. You must look after your customers. Sarah?
Yes.
I would like to be a witch's daughter.
Raised from the dead, wife of the devil.
Marvin? You there? Marvin!
Sandra! Look at you! You look...
I got my hair done.
Magic. You look magic.
You look like I remember you. On the pier, the way you walked, all the other girls were looking at you.
Would you care to take my arm?
Well, I don't mind if I do. Where to, kind sir?
To the pier, perhaps?
Do you remember this? She is watching by the poplars.
Can I help you?
I need haircut.
It's late.
Where?
There's a little place down by the harbour. It says coiffeurs on it.
Does it? Coiffeurs.
It's French for hairdresser.
I know what it means.
Sarah is very busy. Very, very busy. She cuts hair for all the town. Snip, snip, snip. But winter is coming. Winter is coming.
£10 exactly. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Put up clothesline.
All those people, they look so happy. Like they got their dreams back.
And you? What about your dreams? A young girl must have dreams.
Dear Lorna, dear Lorna.
Dear Lorna. That is the start of a letter, isn't it?
It might be.
Who wrote the letter to you, Lorna?
I won't tell.
I think we go ask of your mother in the caravan at the back of the factory. Wait until I get my coat.
Sarah?
Yes?
There's a customer.
Say we are closed.
I think you'd better come.
All right, I'm coming, okay? Marcus!
Sarah.
Marcus, you know I never... It's good.
Quiet.
I...
Sit down. There.
I didn't know. I was scared. I ran.
Not too scared to take back with you. Sit down in front of the mirror. You.
What do you want?
Take the scissors and the comb. Bring them here.
No!
Do as he says, Lorna.
I don't want to. He's gonna hurt you.
Do as he say.
Take her. Like this.
Don't hurt her!
Do as you're told.
Listen to him, Lorna.
Take her hair. Like this.
Like this?
Then cut. Here.
Please, Marcus.
No, I don't want to.
Cut.
Cut the child.
Raised from the dead. Why, the devil. Raised from the dead.
Is he gone?
Yes.
My hair.
He took it with him. Don't look in the mirror.
My bag.
Your future?
Yes. Yes.
He took it too.
Leave, please.
Sarah, I...
Leave now.
What's that bird, Mervyn?
That is a petrel. It's a storm petrel. Native to the southern Arctic Circle.
What's it doing here?
I don't know. The north wind blows strange things into this town. But none so strange as that.
A man came to the coiffeuse.
Who is he? What does he look like?
He has long black hair. And very dark eyes.
He's her husband.
Husband?
Her husband, the Winter. She must have run away from him. And now he has come to take her back.
Back where?
To his cold palace under the ground, where the Winter lives.
That isn't right.
It is the way things are.
But he didn't take her back.
What did he do?
He made me cut off her hair. And he took the hair with him.
He didn't just take the hair. He took her dreams.
With the hair.
Hair and soul together. Now it will get cold. Very cold.
Record low temperatures are being recorded in the northeast, with many roads reported as being impassable.
Dear Lorna, dear Lorna.
On the north coast have been reported as being cut off by heavy snow.
15 for Hazel, 16 for Birch, 17 for Tears, 18 for Hurt.
Dear Lorna, dear Lorna, by the time you read this, I will be gone.
Do not be hard on me. This caravan, and being a single mother, was not what was meant for sensitivity like mine. I intend to travel with a certain person I have met, who is my soulmate. I've gone out into the world. I will soar like a bird. I will be free. And you will be proud of your mother. You'll be better off with good people who will look after you better than I ever could. When you find this letter, please bring it to Christine at Social Services, who is kind and will look after you.
Signed, your loving mother.
There's a witch at the heart of every woman.
A witch at the heart
of every woman.
She wrote her a letter
to say she was leaving.
Dear Lorna, dear Lorna.
sounds like wolves looking for Lorna to put her away and cut off her hair.
Social services are appealing for the whereabouts of a 13-year-old girl who's been missing from her home for 36 hours. She's been described as 5'2" tall with distinctive long, fair hair.
Plunged to record lows. Many roads have been closed due to blizzard conditions. Electricity lines are down in many areas. The Met Office says that there is no end in sight.
Marvin?
Yes?
Are you still awake?
I can't sleep with the cold.
Oh, me neither. Throw some more wood on the fire. Oh, that's better.
I don't remember it being this cold before.
Marvin? There's somebody out there, in the dark.
Huh? It's the black-haired man from this morning.
Hey! Did you find your haircut? Hey, no, come on over. Get warm if you
He's
want.
He's not listening, Marvin. He's gone.
Ah. Snow.
Help me, Marvin.
Here, hold on to me. Come on. That's it. Hold on.
Marvin, stand for
hello.
Are you there? Marvin!
We're here.
Are you all right?
I think so. We saw a dark-haired man last night.
With long black hair.
Yes. Who is he?
He's the King of Winter. He made me cut Sarah's hair off, and he took her future. Have you seen Sarah?
Is she not in her hairdresser's?
The door's locked, and there's no answer.
Well, we don't know what to do then, Lorna.
One blue hairbrush, one mirror, hairspray, hair oil, hair clips, hair gel, lotions and sweet oils, one pair of scissors, one pair of scissors. I can't do it.
Can't do what?
I didn't know you were there.
I know.
You are the King of Winter?
I have been called that.
You took her dreams.
The King of Winter is a thief.
Marvin will perish with hypothermia if this weather continues.
We all perish.
Sarah will die. You took her dreams. You have to give them back.
Why? They're cold, frozen dreams.
If you're a thief, then the police will be looking for you.
Let them look. I am the King of Winter. What can't you do?
Cut my hair off.
The little witch wants to be like the big witch. Sit. Take the scissors like this.
19 is for the dreamer, lonely in the dark. 20 for the king, empty and stark.
Hello? Hello there.
What do you want?
I'm looking for a girl, Lorna.
What do you want her for?
I'm worried about her and the company she's keeping.
I take that very amiss.
Did you receive a bottle of vodka from this young person?
I might have.
Oh, Marvin.
She was seen stealing the vodka.
Marvin!
I didn't know. It was for the haircut.
I don't care what it was for.
I've been inquiring into the identity of the woman who's been operating a hairdressing premises in this town. It would seem that her name is Sarah Leggins, a Latvian national of French descent. She and her partner Marcus Svetland are wanted by police in Latvia.
What for?
Armed robbery. They held up a cash and transit van. One guard was shot and critically injured. They are regarded as armed and extremely dangerous. Oh. There's some suggestion there was a falling out and they have separated.
21 for the north wind. 22 for the ice. 23 for secrets. 24 for your life.
It's cold, Freya.
I can hear the wolves howling.
In the forest.
In the night.
I'm frightened.
You are right to be frightened. The King of Winter is here.
He's looking for Sarah.
He took her hair.
And her money.
But that's not enough.
Raised from the dead, wife of the devil.
One blue hairbrush, one mirror, one pair.
Hello, Sarah.
I thought you were gone.
I cannot. They're looking for me.
Who are?
The wolves.
There are no wolves, are there?
Lorna, did he hurt you?
No, Sarah, he did not hurt me. But I'm very cold. He makes me very cold.
There are wolves. They're howling in my head.
Your hair, it's gone.
Not gone. I have it here. Look.
Did he cut it?
No, I cut it myself.
She comes with me. She does not need dreams.
No.
If you do not come with me, I will take her. The King of Winter must have a bride.
Leave her then. I will be your bride.
No!
Do as I say. Run and do not look back. Run!
Now you will brush my hair for me.
Brush your hair?
Brush my hair. Count the strokes. You know how. One for snow, two for winter, three for cold, four for north, five for forest leafless and dark. Brush.
Six for wolf, seven for deer, eight for ice, nine for heart, 10 for blood.
Mervyn! Sandra!
What is it, daughter?
He's taken Sarah.
Who has?
Marcus! Mervyn, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Then it's no good.
What's no good?
I wanted you to do something for me.
I took the vodka off you. You stole it for me. What do you want, daughter?
I want you to weave something for me.
What do you want me to weave? My hands are old and frozen.
Dreams. I want you to weave dreams.
We will walk out. The snow will cover our tracks.
Yes, husband.
The wolves will not find us.
No. Husband.
Yes?
Can I beg something?
You can ask.
My hair. Can I see it again?
You can see it.
Can I hold it?
For a minute you can hold it. Here.
It is very long.
Yes.
And beautiful.
And beautiful.
And strong.
Raised from the dead. Wife of the devil.
We're too late for her!
Stir yourself, woman!
Oh, we're not too late. There's still light. Sarah?
I'm here.
Where is...
Gone.
But I thought...
He is gone. Why did you want to cut your hair?
Give you your dreams back.
I cannot. Your hair.
I got Mervyn to weave it together so that you can wear it. Here, put it on. Put it on.
It fits you perfectly.
Now you have your dreams back.
And yours. I can tell what you're dreaming, Lorna. You would like to have a mother again. Dear Lorna.
Where is your mother?
She left.
How did you know?
You gave me your hair. I know your dreams.
She left a letter for me. Dear Lorna. Are you really a witch, Sarah?
So they say. My poor child. Where will I put the clips and ribbons for your hair?
And my dreams.
You are young. There's time to grow your hair. There is time for more dreams.
I'm going now.
Can I come with you?
My dreams are not for everyone.
They want to put me in a hospital.
They put me in one of them once. Talk about dreams.
Then come, daughter. Bow your shaven head to the wind.
As the ice and snow begin to melt, police have reported that a body has been found at the rear of a business premises in the town.
Now, Mrs. Coulter, you wish to report a missing child.
That's right, officer. Lorna Campbell. Her mother abandoned her and she was last seen at the hairdressing salon where the body was found.
Please note, at this point in the interview, we are showing Mrs. Coulter CCTV footage of the centre of the town.
That's Lorna and Sarah.
Sarah is...
The hairdresser, the Latvian girl. She's the one with the long blonde hair.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Why?
She didn't have long blonde hair.
When I saw her, she did. Up in a French bun.
She had cut her hair off.
How do you know she cut it off? What makes you so certain?
Because we found it.
Found it? Where?
At the hairdresser's.
Well, how do you...
It was around the Latvian man's neck. Marcus. He was found in the snow behind the hairdresser's. He'd been strangled with it. We are holding the woman, Sarah, responsible.
The frost is gone. The king of winter is dead. The witch is gone. They'll never find her. They'll never find either of them.
I need to speak to you.
Well, speak your piece.
You know what happened to Lorna.
What makes you think that?
I want to know if she's safe.
I believe so.
The woman Sarah is a dangerous armed robber.
She's dangerous, all right. No doubt about that.
The police say she came from Latvia?
Well, we wouldn't know. Ask the Latvian girls.
25 for the night hours. Secret and long.
I'm trying to find out where she may have taken Lorna.
North.
North?
To Ice Palace.
Ice Palace?
She's a witch. Raised from the dead. Wife of the devil.
They said she was from Latvia. Did you recognize her accent? Was she from Riga, for instance?
No, she was not Latvian. She did not come from our country.
Where does she come from, then?
Somewhere else. North of Riga.
26 for the witch. Elegant. And tall. 27 for her daughter, sweetest of them all. What's that sign, Sarah?
The birds, the storm petrels. They're following us. You broke the spell.
The spell?
With a hairbrush. Once you start brushing my hair, you mustn't stop until you get to the end. You must start again.
All right. One for snow. Two for winter. Three for cold. Four for north. Five for forest, leafless and dark.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.